When you take a look at the sense of the gospel today and the whole movement, as we went through Holy Week and Lent and then Holy Week and then the resurrection of the Lord, and now this time of number of weeks after the resurrection, we come to the ascension. And the human dimension of the ascension seems almost immediately is separation anxiety. You know, now the Lord is going to leave. What are we going to do? We're now just getting used to the fact that literally he's conquered death. He's appeared to us. You know, we're able to celebrate and give testimony and witness to him. Now he's going to leave. What are we to do? And then what rings through to us immediately is the statement of Christ in Matthew's gospel. It's, I am with you always until the end of the world. So I am there for you. I may not be there for you as you've been used to seeing me now in the glorified body, but I have to return to the Father so that the Spirit comes in and establishes that which is the mission, which is the church. So critical. Establish the church. And I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you in that church in a different way. I'm going to demand that you see me in others and in the work that you do, furthering that mission of proclaiming the love of God in the world to our brothers and sisters. And there's a surety about the fact that the Lord is going to be with us. I came from a neighborhood that was kind of pretty much like most neighborhoods, a big family. The neighbors who would have been literally women and men that my mother and father grew up with, they were all like extended family. So you never referred to them as Mr. and Mrs. Smith or Mr. and Mrs. Mockery or Topshitsky or whatever the name was. You never referred, you always referred to them as Auntie Irene, Uncle Mike. They were always kind of a sense of the extended family. And my mother had a particular best friend who lived one block away. She went to grammar school and high school with this one particular woman. And both my mother and her had their sons one day apart, myself and my friend Patrick, the two of us. So we went to school together, and we went to kindergarten, and we were part of the morning class in kindergarten. When we graduated from kindergarten, we had announced, Patrick and I, to our mothers, that now that we were in first grade, and this was our first day, we did not want them picking us up from school. It was about six blocks away, and we had announced to them that we were now big kids, and we deserved to be treated like big kids, and we did not want mommy there right out in front, you know, picking us up and kind of guiding us there and kind of nurturing us back to the home. It was about six blocks away from the school. Pat and I lived about a block apart, and we were going to do the journey by ourselves. Well, the mothers looked at one another and they said, well, that's reasonable. You're big boys now. That's right. So we will do that. Well, Pat and I, the bell rang. It was 3 o'clock. We came out of the classes. We went to the corner. The church was connected to the school. So we went to the corner and our mothers were not there. So we threw out our chests and we started our journey home. And just to make sure that we were doing our journey home, we didn't take the normal route that our mothers would. Normally, we'd go five blocks directly east and then one block south. We went three blocks east and then one block south and then two blocks east again. We were going to show them. We did this. And sure enough, we came back in. Their mothers were there in the home. We came back home and we walked and we had a sense of, really, of our accomplishment. We were big. We had done it. We had joined everyone. Well, I was in high school. I remember it was my second year in high school. And I said to my mother, I said, remember that day in first grade when we walked home for the first time alone? I said, it was really, this was really an accomplishment for us. And I said to my mother, I said, I'm certainly glad that you kind of let us do that. You let Patrick and I do that. My mother then confessed that she and Auntie Irene had gotten to the front of the church a half hour earlier, had hidden in every alley going back as we made our way. In fact, she even told me about how we deviated from the route that normally we had taken, so I knew that it was. But she and Auntie Irene were watching us every step of the way. Well, let's take a look at Ascension, huh? You know, we have the separation anxiety. We're going to be losing our Lord. We're going to be separated from that aspect. But our God's promise, our Lord's promise, is he's with us every step of the way. That's the fact. That's the fact. And that's the beauty of the church. They say in a race, especially in relays, you know, whether you have a 4x100 or 4x400 meters, that the real aspect of the race, that where teams that are almost equally positioned in terms of talent, the real aspect comes in the passing of the baton. That, you know, when somebody's able to grab hold of that baton and not lose stride and to continue on to do their leg of the race, to be able to consistently maintain it. And it's the passing of the baton, the ability to grab the baton in stride, which is able to maintain that race in a perfect manner. Well, we have to realize that this is the passing of the baton. There was a wonderful little cartoon that I saw on Ascension, and there was the apostles. Jesus was up in a cloud, and he was waving back to the apostles, and one apostle was waving back to Jesus, and there are two disciples off to the side, and one disciple said to the other, he says, "Yep, there goes Jesus. Bye, Jesus." He said, "Now come the amateurs." And that's it. The baton is being passed to us, and we're the ones who now have to carry out that mission which is given to us. And what is that mission? To go preach, teach, baptize, proclaim that Lord Jesus into the world. That's our task. That's the task. And that's the beauty of the church. You know, and I just as a bishop, I was as a priest, I would always reel when anybody would take a look at the church and demean it as just an organization. They were missing the whole sense of church. The whole sense of church, that this is the body of Jesus Christ, Christ at its head, the Spirit that has been given. Jesus now ascends to the Father so that the Spirit can be given, so that we can open up our sense of that teaching which has been given in this sacred scripture, so that we can carry out the sanctification of the world through the sacraments that have been given in and through the church, so that we ourselves can be other Christs. Realize that when you go to a funeral, when that priest takes the holy water and is literally throwing that holy water down on that casket, he is reminding us of our baptism, how we were incorporated into that Christ. And in and through that Christ, his life lives in us. And so although we are looking at the vision of the world of this corporeal body, we realize that that Spirit is joined with Christ now and forever in and through what Jesus did for us. So the baton is being passed, and it's our job now to live out this gospel that was proclaimed to us. There's a wonderful little story about John the 23rd. A Monsignor comes running into his office and says, "Your Holiness, Your Holiness, we just got word. Jesus is coming tomorrow. What should we do? What should we do?" John the 23rd looks at his Monsignor and he says, "Look busy, look busy." When we're listening to the Ascension, when we realize that Jesus now is now ascending to heaven so that he can send the Holy Spirit, we realize that the rest of the story is now being written here in the lives of the people that are embracing the Lord Jesus Christ in and through his church. That the mission for us is still as alive and as real as it was when it was given to those apostles. Go, preach, teach, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Bring all to us in the church, to his love. Look at those two individuals dressed in white who were in the Acts. Those two individuals dressed in white who suddenly look at the apostles and said, why are you standing around looking up at the sky? He told you he's going to return, and he'll do so. But now you've got your task. So now, at this ascension, as we look for the coming at Pentecost of the Holy Spirit, our task is to go to work in his name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.